the remarks of President Truman to a group from the Associated Church Press in the Rose Garden, April 18, 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Associated Church Press, we are honored in being received by our good friend, the President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been in the midst of the press for the last 2 days. I had 450 editors on my hands yesterday afternoon. And they asked me everything from Genesis to Revelation. I don't know whether I gave them the right answers or not, but it's a pleasure indeed to have you here. I hope you've enjoyed your visit to Washington. I hope you found out some of the fundamentals of your government. I told the editors yesterday when they asked me why they were wrong in their guesses on what happens in politics, that they were not politicians, that every American citizen ought to be a politician. In our form of government, every man has his responsibility locally with his city, his county, his state, and his nation. And if he doesn't take that interest and things do not go to suit him, there's nobody to blame but himself. You people are trying to give the coming and rising generation an idea of what the future means to them. Not only the future in this world, but the future in the world to come. Nevertheless, if you don't take an interest in your local government, in your county government, in your state government, and in your national government, if things go wrong, there's nobody to blame but you, because you are the government of the United States. The power rests with the people. And I think I can speak from experience, because in 1948 I proved conclusively that when a man has a program and goes out, tells the people what that program is, they'll go along with him and believe with him in it. Now, you're doing a great work. I hope you'll continue it. But don't forget that one of the adjuncts of the work that you're doing is your own government. You must know something about it. You must do something about it. And I hope you'll do just that. It's a pleasure to me today to have you here. I hope you've had an enjoyable visit. I hope you get some good out of it. Everybody can get good out of attaining knowledge and information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. You may remember my...